Hello, it's the 24th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Leighton buzzard man, recognised for his efforts during the 7/7 terrorist attacks which targeted London's transportation infrastructure, has had the honour revoked. Raymond Perry, who is now 70, was a Transport for London employee who led a team in supporting the families of the injured and those who lost their lives. He received an MBE 2 years after the 2005 incident. His name was added to the sex offenders list in November 2020 following the accusation of a 12-year-old boy that Perry had touched him inappropriately. Detective Constable Gemma West described the incident as a clear case of the grooming of a vulnerable child by an older man in a position of trust. The Cabinet Office issued the reason for the renouncement as criminal conviction. Consultant doctors working for the NHS are participating in strike action for the next 2 days, beginning this morning. The strike is due to end at 6:59 on Saturday morning. Individuals requiring medical attention are advised to attend an A&E only in the event of a life-threatening emergency. Sunny Farm, a supplier of eggs to area Lidl supermarkets, has been implicated in incidents of animal cruelty at their Bedford Borough acreage in Swineshead. An Animal Justice Project 5-month investigation brought to light the mistreatment, suffering and deprived conditions of egg-laying hens through graphic video footage. A spokesperson for Lidl said, "We immediately launched an investigation and will not be taking any more product from this farm until the investigation has been concluded to our satisfaction." Pianist and singer Augustus Lees has written a song to MP Nadine Dorries asking her to step aside, using the tune from the 1982 hit song Come On Eileen from Dexys Midnight Runners. The name Eileen has been replaced with the lyric Nadine, among other changes. The parody, currently on X, has amused almost 160,000 views. On that note, that's all I have for you today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.